We are about to participate in what may seem to be a rather strange ritual. Family comes before us and presents their child to the church. Minister says a few words, sprinkles some water on the child's head. Many will ooh and ah about the cuteness of the occasion and how pretty the dress is. And it is quite nice. But it is worth asking the question, what exactly is taking place when we baptize a child? Why do we do it? What is actually going on in this strange ritual? To answer that question, we have to go to the scriptures. And we can go back to the beginning, to the book of Genesis, where in Genesis chapter 17, God makes us a glorious promise to Abraham. Having made glorious promises to Abraham in chapter 12 and chapter 15, he brings it all together in chapter 17 by saying, I will establish my covenant between me and you and your offspring after you, throughout their generations, to be an everlasting covenant, to be God to you and to your offspring after you. And there in Genesis 17, God gives a physical sign to accompany this verbal promise. And that sign was the act of circumcision. Now, the New Testament tells us in Romans chapter 4 that circumcision was a sign and a seal of the righteousness that Abraham had by faith before he was circumcised. And so Abraham believed and he was circumcised. But Abraham was then commanded to give this same sign, this seal, to his children. Even to his infant children. It was a physical mark. It was a visual testimony of God's promise to be God to him and to his children after him. The sign and the promise went together. When we come to the New Testament, we see that the nature of the promise remains the same. Peter declares in Acts 2, the promise, that is the gospel of salvation through Jesus Christ, is for you and for your children. Later in Acts 16, when they ask, what must we do to be saved? The Apostle Paul responds by saying, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved, you and your household. There is great continuity in this promise that God will be God to us and to our children after us. But in the New Testament, we see that there is also a sign, there is a seal, there is a physical act, a visual testimony that goes with this promise. But the seal, the sign, is no longer circumcision, but Colossians 2 teaches us that now baptism, water baptism, has replaced the old sign of circumcision. It is this new sign that we are to give to our children, just as the saints of old gave the sign to theirs. And the water in baptism, it is a sign, it is a seal, it is a visual testimony to the blood of Christ that washes us from all our sin. And the water in baptism is a sign and a seal, a visual testimony to the inner work of the Holy Spirit that regenerates our hearts. Now, this act of baptism in and of itself, it does not save. Nowhere in the scriptures are we ever told to presume on our salvation merely because we have been baptized. But at the same time, this act of baptism, it is not an empty ritual. Rather, it is a divinely ordained means of grace. In this particular act, in this strange ritual, this act is joined to the promise of God to save us, we who believe, and our children after us. This is a sign and a seal that points this child to none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. It declares to her that she has been set apart by God, that she has been given standing in the church of Christ, and it calls her to believe the gospel promises that have marked her and set her apart. Now, the parents, I say to you, given all that I've just said, this baptism is not an occasion for your presumption. It is a call to action. You will take a vow in a few moments that you will endeavor to teach her the gospel, that you will pray with her and for her, that you will set a godly example for her trusting that in the fullness of time, according to God's providence, she will come to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as her own Savior and Lord. This is not just a call to action. Perhaps even more so, it is a call to rest, to trust. For as you already know, the task of parenting is hard. It is often discouraging. There will be times you will feel like a failure, and sometimes you will feel like a failure because you have actually failed. And baptism is a reminder that your child will not be saved by your parental good works. Only God can save her, regenerate her heart. Only God can grant her repentance unto life. Only God can give her saving faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And here in baptism, you declare before the world, God, she's yours. You have promised to be God to her. And now, God, in faith, we depend on you to keep your promises. And we do this not as a hopeful wish, but as an expectant hope, because great is the faithfulness of our God. Let's pray. God of sovereign grace and impeccable faithfulness, we ask that you would give all the grace that is needed to make and to keep these solemn vows. And we ask, Lord, that you would keep your promise. And you would apply the finished work of salvation to this dear child. Great is your faithfulness. And great is our hope. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.